Maintaining a safe food supply. Thanks for being with us again, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. The U.S. food supply is safe thanks to continued and expanded efforts by several government agencies. Christy Pettis reports.
World events have made the U.S. government and many Americans more aware of potential threats, one being bioterrorism. Protecting the U.S. food supply from such dangers was once referred to as food security, but the federal agencies have changed that, according to the Commissioner of the Food and Drug Administration, Dr. Lester Crawford.
In most of the countries of the world, particularly all of the other countries of the world that speak English, food security means having enough food to last 2 years. And that's certainly the United Nations definition of it. So we're now calling it food defense.
The U.S. Departments of Health and Human Services and Agriculture work jointly to ensure a safe food supply through regulations and inspections.
If you do a good job of food defense, that is protecting the American people against terrorist attacks that might use food as a vehicle for terror, then you're also axiomatically doing a good job on food safety. Because if you look at every major foodborne disease outbreak or food incident as a possible terrorist attack, your attention is going to be honed and focused in a way that it never has been before.
Crawford attended the Food Safety Summit recently held in Washington, D.C., and told the audience the government must start from and stick to a basis of sound science. Secretary of Agriculture Mike Johanns is guided by the same factor.
In a rapidly changing world marketplace, science is truly a universal language that must guide our rules and policies. We must not be guided by subjectivity or the politics of a given moment.
Reporting in Washington for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, I'm Christy Pettis.
USDA and other agencies working on keeping America's food supply the safest in the world. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow on the TRN.